It's another day. It's another great day for the good stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Thanks for tuning in to this local radio station as Kim's going to tell a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News.
I am indeed. Local, national, international livestock industry news. Classified ads, special interest sections, award-winning columnists, livestock auction reports, so much more. You know what I'm talking about? Of course you do. Tri-State Livestock News. They have it all. Plus, you can visit online and get the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that, folks, is where you go to subscribe. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Coming up this weekend, the Valentine Chamber of Commerce is going to be sponsoring the Cadusa Cook-Off on Saturday. Got the big chefs and barbecuers and those kind of guys from around the country that are going to be coming to the Cadusa Cook-Offs. And Kate Watson with a concert that night. So maybe if you want a road trip this weekend, stop on down to the Valentine area. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.com. And Kim, what are you sharing today?
I have a piece that it starts off, dear parents, a school principal sent this letter to parents before exams started. And with school getting started everywhere, I thought it was a good time to pull it out. The exams of your children are to start soon. I know you are all really anxious for your child to do well, but please do remember, amongst the students who will be sitting for the exams, there is an artist who doesn't need to understand math. There is an entrepreneur who doesn't care about history or English literature. There is a musician whose chemistry marks will not matter. There is an athlete whose physical fitness is more important than physics. If your child does get top marks, that's great. But if he or she doesn't, please don't take away their self-confidence and dignity from them. Tell them it's okay. It's just an exam. They are cut out for much bigger things in life. Tell them no matter what they score, you love them and will not judge them. Please do this, and when you do, watch your children conquer the world. One exam or a low mark won't take away their dreams and talent. And please do not think that doctors and engineers are the only happy people in the world. Great perspective, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. Here's something kind of on the lighter side of things from Elizabeth Hoffman. Back in 1995, Elizabeth had written this. It's just kind of a fun, quirky thing. How many stars are in the sky? How many blueberries in a pie? When exactly is by and by? Where will the breeze take the butterfly? How many moonbeams are in the moon? How many brides in the month of June? Does the blue-footed booby sing out of tune? Is the millennium coming soon? Do grasshoppers dance with katydids? Do octopuses shake hands with squids? Can happiness travel where hope forbids? Did aliens build the pyramids? Do all rivers everywhere run to the sea? Do daffodils dwell in harmony? How many days in eternity? How many leaves on a lemon tree? How many lemurs can leap on a limb? Do mermaids sing louder than a seraphim? When will the stars blink and slowly grow dim? Exactly how old is Tiny Tim? Oh, the answers are clear as a silver bell, as clear as the depths of a wishing well. The angels know, but they won't tell. They'll never, ever, ever tell. From Elizabeth Hoffman today on The Good Stuff.
Here are some tips to prevent fatigue and worry and keep your energy and spirits high. Rest before you get tired. Learn to relax at your work. Protect your health and appearance by relaxing at home. Apply these four good working habits. Clear your desk of all papers except those relating to the immediate problem at hand. Do things in the order of their importance. When you face a problem, solve it then and there if you have the facts necessary to make that decision. Learn to organize, deputize, and supervise. Put enthusiasm into your work and don't worry about insomnia. There are some tips to prevent fatigue and worry and keep your energy and spirits high.
And I'm going to finish things up today on the program. Reasons my cat rejected his food today.
Okay.
You looked at me while I was eating.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Ate this yesterday. We've moved on. Number three, served in the wrong bowl. I wanted wet food, but you should have known that.
Exactly.
Reasons my cat refused to eat today. Smelled it, decided it's suspicious. And I saw a crumb outside the bowl. So those are some reasons that my cat rejected his food today. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to The Good Stuff.